Now, as you guys can see, I'm all smiles. I am all smiles because Don Lemon, a.k.a. Don Lemon, a.k.a. lover of all people, a.k.a. proponent of free speech, a.k.a. the voice of reason, has decided to share his opinion about the Candace Owens and Daily Wire situation with us. I mean, that's just like, wow. I was just so happy that he just, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for Donnie to react and say, look, guys, this is really what's going on. So without further ado, Don Lemon, let's hear it.
Hello, everyone. Don Lemon here from The Don Lemon Show. A word, okay? A champion of free speech has just been exposed as a fraud. No, I'm not talking about Elon Musk. That was then, this is now. I'm talking about Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro and his friends over at The Daily Wire. Just in case you have not heard the news, they fired Candace Owens this morning. Candace Owens, perhaps the most infamous black conservative in the country. That Candace Owens. The one who wore the White Lives Matter jacket with Kanye West. You may remember her as the former comms director for Turning Point USA. Or you may remember the time that she said that she was okay with Hitler until he attempted to, quote, globalize. Yes, that Candace Owens. Well, just over the last several months, Candace Owens has graduated from veiled anti-Semitic remarks to really out and out Jew hatred. Candace Owens finally went too far for the far right. She finally went too far for the free speech absolutist crowd. The Daily Wire kicked her to the curb after 3 years with the company. They did it even though she is the only woman, she is the only person of color on their talent roster. As I said, probably the most infamous black conservative in the country. This is a scandal. This is a scandal because the far right reaches of Reddit, 4chan, and X, they have become a circular firing squad. But here's the thing though. The real story here is not the drama. It's not that. It's not the Daily Wire, their office politics, or it's not social media sniping. That is to come for sure. Here's the story. The story is the fact that Ben Shapiro, like Elon Musk before him, has been outed as a free speech fraud. Shapiro loves to wax poetic about the First Amendment. Shapiro has suggested that anytime people reprimand anyone for speech that they dislike, that they are policing thought crimes. Candace Owens being reprimanded? Is he policing thought crime? I don't know. But it seems once Candace Owens started saying things that he didn't like, those principles really went out the window. Now, let me be really, really clear about something. I know it seems a little odd. Maybe you think I'm defending Candace Owens. There's no love lost between Candace Owens and me. This is a woman who has said really some strange things. She said that black Americans are the most murderous group in the country. Candace Owens. She has said that transgenderism is a cancer. In fact, she has said the entire LGBTQ community is a plague on society. So there is no love lost between us. Candace Owens even defended Kanye West after he said that he would go, quote, DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. So to say that Candace Owens is a firebrand would really be inaccurate because bigotry is her bread and butter. And that's exactly why Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire hired her. They hired her because they traffic in bigotry and rage bait every single day, all while using free speech as a guise. But you know, they do that, and then the moment Candace Owens stepped out of line, well, the moment that she said something that they didn't like, Shapiro and company, the moment that Candace Owens said something vile about Israel, poof, Candace Owens is gone. Sound familiar? Free speech for me, but not for thee.
All right. All right, Don Lemon. Let's see. See, one of the things that I do agree with you is that Ben Shapiro says he's a big proponent of free speech. And so this looks kind of weird that he would reprimand Candace for saying what she thinks. But then again, to your standards, Don Lemon, the voice of reason, he is not in the wrong, because you said you are a big proponent of free speech. You just like your free speech moderated, or other people's free speech moderated. And obviously, that's exactly how Ben Shapiro feels. He loves free speech as long as it is moderated to his liking. And that's how you feel, because that's what you told Elon, right? You said, no, you are a big proponent of free speech. You love free speech, but sometimes it needs to be moderated. And I think that's exactly how Ben Shapiro feels. He loves free speech, but sometimes you have to moderate it. So yeah, I am really happy and glad that you shared your expertise on this subject, because I really think without you and without your facts, we wouldn't know nothing. And so I really appreciate that you put out your opinion so we can all learn from this situation and learn from you, because we hang on every word you say. Now, Don Lemon, the voice of reason, I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on this whole situation. And I'm hoping that at least for entertainment value, you will stick around. Because you are giving me great content. And I appreciate that. I just want to let you know that, you know, I might make fun of you sometimes and I laugh and stuff, but I really appreciate what you do for me and my channel. So yeah. So now let me know what you guys think. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, I appreciate you spending your time with me. And I'll see you in the next one.